Kommissar, are you Reed?
Jürgen, good to hear you.
There's a leak to move on your way, sir. We're right behind it, but...
I know. The hideous creature charged me at once, lashing out with its huge striking claws, while the shorter arms strained in my direction, their talon-tipped fingers flexing as though already embedded in my entrails. I rolled desperately aside, striking out with my chain blade, but succeeded only in scoring a deep gash in its chitinous armor, through which some noisome ichor began to seep. Had it not been for the deep, cauterized wound on its flank, unquestionably the result of a glancing head from Jürgen's melter, which had injured its left-hand claw, it would undoubtedly have had me.
Hang on, sir. Almost there.
Which was encouraging, but not encouraging enough. I rolled to my feet and struck again, this time fending off a grab from its nearest hand, which left the arm crippled. But I was under no illusions about being able to fend this monster off for much longer, especially debilitated as I still was from the furious fight with Melissa. By this time, I could hear the crashing of vegetation, which meant that reinforcements were near. But whether I'd be able to last out even that long was by no means certain. When deliverance came, it was from a most unexpected source.
With him, he's mine.
How she still lived was beyond me. But live she did, swaying on her feet while the blood continued to flow from the ragged wound ripped by my chainsaw. She had a pistol in her hand, a strange, misshapen thing, which she kept trained on the lictor, although the effort of keeping it on aim was etched into her face. The huge tyrannid staggered, and she fired again. The toxins she was pumping into it, ravaging its system. For a moment, I thought it was going to fall, but instead it rallied, regaining its feet, and looking dumbly about itself for a line of retreat. It took a faltering step back in the direction it had come, but too late. My aid and the few surviving Katagans were waiting for it.
Fire!
That was enough. True to its instinct to flee in the face of effective resistance, the lictor broke, in the only direction left open to it. Before Melissa could react, the thing was on her, ripping her apart like a discarded rag doll. Pursued by our vengeful weapons fire, it plunged through the portal and vanished, as though it had never been.
Where did it go?
Pray you never find out. Jürgen, your vox speed.
Right here, sir.
Just drop it on the ground and come on.
If you say so.
Come on. The rest will be here any minute.
Good. Maybe they'll follow it through.
Through what?
I'll explain later. Come on! To my relieved surprise, we made it to the tree line without needing anything else determined to kill us, and contacted an incoming Valkyrie flight with gratifying speed. Before long, we were hurrying up the boarding ramp of the flight leader.
Welcome aboard, sir!
Get back in the air, fast. The whole swarm is right behind us.
Had to be aircraft.
Circling back for a recce, sir.
Scan for this frequency. We left a vox bead as a locator beacon.
Got it. But that can't be right.
What can't?
We've got multiple life forms on the off specs, but they're just disappearing. Thousands of them into thin air. It must be an equipment malfunction.
It's not, believe me. Wait until they've all gone and target your entire payload on the beacon. Everyone else is too.
You were right, sir. The whole swarm's following the lictor through the portal.
And much joy may the Reavers have of them.
Firing now!
In all honesty, I had no idea whether bombing the portal would seal it or not, but it was worth a try. And at least I'd got rid of a fair proportion of the NIDs assailing the system. It wasn't until Amberley arrived a few weeks later, in response to my urgent messages, that my mind was finally put at rest.
My people tell me there's no sign of an active portal anywhere in the system, which doesn't mean the Dark Eldar won't open it again, of course, but I think that's unlikely.
You do? Melissa as good as told me they'd been planning an attack for some time.
And got a tyrannid swarm dumped in their laps as a result. Wouldn't that put you off?
Fair point. But there are far fewer NIDs down there than there were. Removing the biggest swarm tipped the balance decisively in our favour. It's only a matter of time before they're eradicated entirely.
Even so, we'll be prepared for a raid now, and the Dark Eldar never have the stomach for a stand-up fight. They'll look for another target.
Bad news for someone. But not for me. For now, I was as safe as I ever got. Or so I thought.
So, what are you doing now?
I'm waiting for orders. There's always another war somewhere.
So there is. But in the meantime...
What?
There is a little something you could help me with.
Of course.
Good. I knew I could rely on you.
As much as anyone could. But whatever life-threatening horrors she was about to drag me into could hardly have been worse than the ones I'd so recently been through. And at least I knew her company would make it worthwhile.